Hey there, I'm Phoebe, and welcome back to our December edition of Northwest Orbit, where all month long we're going to be catching up with Sydney Amos, a talented Seattle singer-songwriter who plays soulful, piano-driven indie pop. Sydney to describe her genre-bending sound?
That is the million-dollar question. I feel like often in artist bios, I'll say we're bluesy poppy rock, but also I think my friends have been like, but there's a little more groove to it. Like, it's a little more like jazzy R&B influenced at points too. Yeah, something along those lines is like maybe there's some intersection of all of those words.
Back in 2018, two of Sydney's songs, Burnt Espresso and Paper Houses, went viral. Across Spotify and YouTube, these two tracks have accumulated over 6 million streams. Sydney talked about how her music found such a large audience.
So it all started one day. I was in the Western Washington University practice rooms, and I was playing the piano, and I was singing, and some dude knocked on the door and was like, "Hey, I like what you're doing. Do you want to start a band?" And I was like, sure. And then we didn't really start a band, but he did produce Burnt Espresso and Paper Houses. And his producer name is Barnes Boulevard. He just has like quite a following from like a lo-fi community on Spotify. And so I think by being produced by him, it kind of introduced these songs to like a group of people that otherwise would never have heard them. And so it was like a lot of his fans heard my music, and he happened to have a lot of fans. So it was kind of a fluke, but it was also really cool, and it was super unexpected. And I certainly wasn't like seeking that out when I like agreed to work with him or anything. I was just like, yeah, like you have a microphone. That's about all I know about this. So let's do it.
Sydney shared her feelings today about those viral hits and what it's like to have her music shared globally.
That's an interesting one too, because those were the first songs I put out there in like more of a polished way. And so they are songs I wrote when I was 18, like fresh into the dorms, kind of like processing all these like new people I was meeting and new connections I was making. And so it's funny to hear those now, because to be totally honest, I really don't listen to them, because I just feel so like distant from them now, and they don't feel very like indicative of where I am now. But it is really cool to kind of have people like them and like get added to like these playlists. And I don't know, sometimes every once in a while I'll go to like the YouTube comments or whatever and just have people be like there was one that was like, "You guys, she didn't even write this." I was like, what? But it's just kind of funny to kind of have a little more of like, I don't know, like a little more going on, like a little more reception beyond just like kind of my more immediate circles, and there's like more of a distance, I feel like, just because those songs are so separate from anything I'm doing now. But it's also still cool because it's like, I did write those. It was the same hands and the same brain that made the stuff that I'm feeling connected to now. So yeah, it's cool. It's weird how much like there's almost this like distance from it where I'm like, it feels like this thing that's happening outside of myself. It's kind of like, realistically, I know that is my song, but it's funny because I'm like, it's just been so long that it's pretty trippy. You look at the list of countries or like cities that the song's being played in, and I'm like, I haven't even heard of half of these. Like, this is crazy. Some random person in like Bangladesh is like listening to Burnt Espresso. Like, what? It's just crazy.
I don't know how to build no paper houses without them falling down, without them falling down. Some days I feel like a hero, but heroes need a villain. And I have only friends, and I don't have a stamp left to my name. So how will they hear what I say when everything's returned? I guess that they'll just have to burn. But I'm scared of fire, yeah, I'm scared of fire, and this all requires some
Sydney talked about the writing of Burnt Espresso.
Burnt Espresso, I wrote in 2017, I want to say, and it was about a man that I met at the open mic that I used to go to as a kid. I was just infatuated with him and his music. I thought he was the coolest thing since sliced bread. And I kind of just had this like imaginary scenario that I made up for the song that was where I asked him to get coffee and just like talk about music. I never actually did that. It never was actually going to happen. Yeah, that was where Burnt Espresso came, kind of this like childlike crush where you kind of finally indulge in it and like make the move and see what happens kind of thing. So that one was really fun. I do like that song.
Took was wait for things to come your way, to come your way, and maybe first I'll strap a magnet to my back so there's the pull, and you'll come my way and say you seem the type who knows just what to do, and I'll say back to you that it takes one to know one, and I'd like to get to know one, so if you'd like to drink coffee down a couple streets of the northbound side of me, I'd love to stay there and think of what to say there, yeah, if you'd like to go somewhere I know we could both smell like burnt espresso.
that's it for our second episode of Northwest Orbit with Sydney Amos. You can listen back to this episode or any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Sydney, you can keep up with her on Instagram at SydneyMP3. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.